Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show that my lovely co-host and I do here on Conscious Talk once a month, every third Friday of the month. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brenda.
Oh, yeah, it's our time again to do this show. And we, you know, we do so many deep talks when we're together, and also via phone when we can't be together, and subjects always come up. And I'm really excited about this subject we're going to talk about this morning. But first, I just have a couple of announcements. The Global Earth Repair Conference, the first one of its kind, is coming to Port Townsend. That is May 3rd through the 5th. It's put on by Pacific Northwest USA. If you would like to know more about it and think that you want to attend, you can go to earthrepair.friendsofthetrees.net. That's earthrepair.friendsofthetrees.net to learn more. Also want to remind you that Vitamin Life is having their free April presentations. And this Saturday, April 20th, noon to 1 p.m., is acid reflux, heartburn, and GERD. And that's going on. Remember, they're free, but you have to sign up for a space, and 10% off everything after the, you know, after they're over, which is really great to get 10% off anything in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to reserve your seat. So those are the things that are happening. We're still doing the GoFundMe for Winnie. If you haven't done that yet, jump on our Facebook, please, and give. It'll make you feel really good. And we'll be back after these messages.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, we make up stories, but what does that mean that we might not be aware of? Well, during this Women's Hour, the feminine focus falls on the stories we tell ourselves and how these stories affect our lives. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. And I'm here with my lovely co-host Diana Clark, and today we are going to talk about stories. And just a glitch here, Nate. Thank you. I was getting a lot of feedback, and it was making me screw up my words. And we're live, so this happens, folks. So please be patient with this, but we got her handled now. Diana, good morning.
Good morning.
So we get to make up stories in our lives, Diana. Mm-hmm. I could have just made up a story about that one when we were going through the opening, because it was a lot of feedback. And, you know, a lot of the stories that we make up are not the actual truth of what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about this on the show before, and you and I have talked about it many times.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really live in reality. Mm-hmm. We live in life, we see life and we perceive life the way we want it. And sometimes we even perceive it the way we don't want it, but we don't actually perceive what's really going on. And the reason this is so important is if you're being completely honest with yourself when there are situations unfolding, that you stay in what's real and true and not slip into the stories, is challenging for a couple of reasons. And we've all had to learn this. I've really had to look at this in my life. I know, Diana, I know you have, because we've discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
But part of what we have to look at is we've got feelings around things when they unfold. When we're in certain experiences, especially challenging experiences, and sometimes we even do it to ourselves when we're in these really great celebratory experiences, we have feelings that unfold throughout it. We have emotions that are, you know, running through our bodies, and our mind is going as we're, you know, feeling these feelings and having these emotions. And in a particularly challenging situation, the mind is already putting a story forth to support how we are feeling, even if the intention of the experience that is unfolding isn't meant according to the feelings we're having. And I hope that you understand what I'm saying, folks. A lot of times someone will say something with the best of intention and we will take it in, perceive it in a different way, and begin to have feelings about that and then make up a story about it. And then we're upset.
Yeah.
And then we may say something to that person, and that person may, instead of being able to respond in a very grounded way, may react with not only shock but hurt, because they can't understand why you would come back with what you came back with. They start storing to themselves, and the war begins.
Yeah, that's all a great point there. You know, it, while you were talking, Brenda, I was thinking, this is why it is so important to do this higher consciousness, higher awareness work.
Yes.
The made-up story, I actually was sitting here kind of doodling this morning, and I put it into different categories of the stories we make up about ourselves, about our workplace, in your family. And I was going to visit the one around the workplace because I've seen this one unfolding of recent. And any time that you have a lot of change in the workplace, especially when people have worked with these certain people that got hired and they've worked with them in the past, even if it's been 10 years ago, they have these stories, especially if they had a uncomfortable connection with that person.
Right.
And so I've really heard that quite a bit here lately. And as you know, I'm not a very good sheep. I make up my own minds, my own mind about what I think about people. And so as I see that, other people are listening to what this one person may be saying about somebody. And then whenever they come in the door, I found none of it to be true because I'm not listening to what their experience was. I'm forming my own experience. And that's part of doing this deep work and why it's so important. Because that one is a real obvious one in the workplace. But if you're not conscious of it, you're going to go, oh, really? Oh, really? They did that. They did this. And again, what if that's something that happened 10 years ago? You know, you don't want to be judged by something you did 10 years ago or was perceived by that person as being something uncomfortable or dishonest or whatever. And so it's really important to always be looking at what is your story with that person, because none of us want to be judged by something that was a long time ago. And that was just one of the things that popped in my mind really strongly this morning that I was really excited to share, because I know everyone's had that experience. And it's kind of related to sort of that gossipy feel where people are talking about something and we all jump in there and there's that kind of that titillation about it. And so, and that's kind of the lesser mind. And you always use that wonderful term, Brenda, that I love, is that when you lose your fascination with gossip or you lose your fascination with the made-up stories, and I love that term because really that's what it is that I'm getting some kind of hit off that story.
Yes. It's very interesting about the workplace. It's almost when that gossip begins and it takes off like a cancer, it takes off like a cancer and it poisons everyone that participates in it. It's almost like the mob mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very similar to that. Everybody, and folks, I want to really point out why this happens. From my point of view, what I've learned in my life, why people jump on, especially when it comes to negativity, why people jump on the bandwagon. One of the strongest, if you will, desires or what's the word I'm searching for, that the ego has need of more than just about anything, is its need to be right.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, Diana, what I know about you, what I know about me, we are not sheep. Mm-hmm. We're not. We kind of laugh about it and call that a sheeple a sheeple person who would follow. We're more of our own person because we've done so much deep work.
Yeah.
We know better now. We've learned some harsh lessons through our life.
Yeah.
But when you're part of the sheep mentality, folks, when you're not empowered in your own life, when you're not standing for what's the highest good of yourself and others, you become part of that mob mentality. And the ego in that mob mentality has formed an opinion. Mm-hmm. And if you're afraid to stand for who you are and say, wait a minute, I need to step back and see if this is really true.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really the truth of this situation? Is this really the truth of me? Is this really the truth of that person?
Mm-hmm.
If we do not do that, because of the ego's deep desire to be right and to not be rejected or isolated, mm-hmm. you'll jump in and join the mob.
Exactly. And, you know, this happens so quick,
yes.
You know, because it is a split second. It's like this quick thought, and then immediately we feel an emotion connected to our thought.
Yes.
And
yes.
then right there, right in that moment, and I always tell people it happens so quick that we almost don't even notice it because we're kind mm-hmm. of used to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, but in that moment, it can become an actual fact, and it's not even the truth.
Right.
And so that's
Absolutely.
That core belief. So I always say there's this little
yep.
triangle. And mm-hmm. so that's the piece to be cautious of because it is happening so quick. And that is, again, the great importance of doing this deep inner work on ourselves. And the deeper that we go, we are not so vested in being with the group or having to be right. We can sit back and go, well, this is my thought about it. This
mm-hmm.
is my own opinion. And I don't really need to share that gossipy story to make my ego feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And also because they're these false stories and, you know,
right.
so very fast that they're happening.
Yes. And I will say that one thing that I've learned, and I think we've discussed this as well, Diana,
mm-hmm.
is when you do the deeper work, folks, you will begin to notice your ego receding, particularly mm-hmm. in that arena of needing to be right about everything.
Yeah.
You will notice the ego receding into the background, which the ego needs to be, and where the real authentic you coming forward, who's extremely wise, knows the difference, and is not, again, I'll use that word, Diana, fascinated
mm-hmm.
with being right and being part of that type of group.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to continue this further when we come back. I'm here with my co-host, Diana Clark. Today is the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, and we'll be back after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of Energetic Balancing. Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Thanks for listening here today to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I'm here with my co-host, Diana Clark. We do this show every third Friday of the month where we get to really share from our hearts and some of the wisdom that we've gained over the years doing the deep work that we talk about on this show to help anyone out there that is looking to improve their lives, that is looking to open their hearts more, that is looking for more wisdom, and is learning that being in your head all of the time, being operating from the lower self, if you will, the smaller self, if you will, the ego self, whatever you want to call that, that is not the way to happiness, to good health, to a sense of well-being. The mind, if you let it be in charge and it takes over, is going to take you into nothing but drama, drama, drama. And Diana, we witness this every single day. I have clients, you have clients, we work with these people all of the time, and they come in with some of the most amazing stories. And I listen with my heart to the best of my ability, and I've learned that, and I know you've learned that from the work we've done, because we've all been there. Mm-hmm. We've all done this in our lives. It's just, are we learning from it? Are we growing from those experiences that we've taken and made these huge stories and drama out of, and realized in the end, it really wasn't worth it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when you're saying that, I was thinking, especially in family units, mm-hmm. and I've seen this with kids talking about their parents or parents mm-hmm. talking about a child, and both of them have these made-up stories about each other with something that happened years ago. And so with the kids, I you know, you have to point out sometimes, well, you know, your parent was doing this and that, and with parents, then sometimes you have to go, well, isn't she 25 years old now?
Yes.
And so they have these old made-up stories about each other, and especially when people go through hardships, you know, like a divorce, yes. and you'll hear one of the parties, you know, has this made-up story about their ex-spouse, and you'll hear the other side of the story about the other spouse. And so, again, you know, it can get really out of hand. That one of the things you were saying earlier on in the show is they're not reality. We're right. not living in that present moment, and, you know, you can't be living in the past or into the future. It's who are you dealing with right now, and are you mm-hmm. taking each other at face value? Mm-hmm. And part of that egoic mind, you were never kicking it to the wayside because we need right. it. We need it to right. keep us on track. But the deeper I go, the higher I am in my awareness. Mm-hmm. And the egoic mind is telling me this made-up story. I can catch it right there and go, actually, that's not true. This mm-hmm. is the true story. And then right. you would find that joy piece would come into play. There would be a much greater peace, much greater connection for people. Because one of the things that you're seeing is people avoiding people because they know the other person has judged them about this thing, which
right.
almost always is just not the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's very fascinating. And when you're talking about families and of course, mm-hmm. a lot of the counseling that I do, the emotional, spiritual counseling I do with people and helping them to release those negative emotions and really find the truth of what's happening is how different kids are. How if you had a family of, you know, two kids even or three mm-hmm. kids, and you sat each of them down separately and asked them to repeat an experience that everyone in the family had, you'd get a different story from
right.
each person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in those stories, what is actually the nuggets of truth mm-hmm. and what is the perceived truth? In other words, what was each one thinking and perceiving at the time the experience was unfolding?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said in the early part of the show, in the first segment, is our perception. How do we perceive the world? How do we perceive our world?
Mm-hmm.
How are we really engaging in life? And if you have a negative point of view, and we talk on this show all the time that everything, no matter how challenging, no matter how terrible our minds want to make it,
mm-hmm.
everything is for us. Everything mm-hmm. is happening for a higher purpose.
Yeah.
And that's why, Diana, this work that we've been doing, this deeper work all these years, is so important.
Right.
We cannot see the greater picture or the bigger picture or embrace or perceive the higher good that's happening until we're cleared of all that, if you will, lower egoic mind stuff that is going to look at it. Remember, the ego was created out of separation and fear. So its perspective, yes, we need our ego, but we need our ego to upgrade along with ourselves
yeah.
as we upgrade. Otherwise, it'll stay in that fear and separation. It will always go to separate. It will always go to a more fearful. It'll make the experience much more fearful and much more drama will unfold mm-hmm. than necessary because of that.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're looking at it at that world level, one of the things that you hear quite a bit is the blaming of something outside the self. So we
yes.
see somebody act in a way that we don't like, and we make up this story about it, which, of course, gets really blown out of proportion.
Yes.
And you'll see that really played out in the political realm. You'll see it play out in the religious realms.
Yes.
And actually, you even see it played out in the sports arenas. You know,
mm-hmm.
where people get their made-up story about their team or that team, and they're all these crazy stories. And so when I'm working with my clients, when I'm doing my readings, and, you know, most of the people's suffering are caused by these made-up stories, and especially
yes.
when they're projecting all that out into the world. And so I really want to always turn that inward and really point out to my clients that this is deep work you need to do. Don't worry about who's doing what out there. You can't
mm-hmm.
control that, but you can control your story. And that's
yes.
and you have to. It's not that you are not aware of what's happening in the world, but you can't get caught up in it in the way that you're projecting that type of energy, because you're actually producing the exact thing you don't want. Absolutely. That's why those made-up stories, man, we've got to really pay attention to what we're saying because that's the energy that we're feeding it. But if we do that deeper work on ourselves, the real change begins to happen because it does have to happen with each person individually, and then that becomes the collective consciousness.
Right. And this is why the emotional work I feel that I do, and a lot of people do out there, a lot of healers work with the emotions mm-hmm. and the beliefs, is so important. Because if you're holding on to a feeling that you felt during the initial experience, and that feeling was rooted in the illusion that you created from the perspective that you took on, and it's not really the truth of what happened, it's not really the factual truth of what unfolded, you will keep revisiting that feeling. When you go back to think about that experience, that feeling will get regurgitated to a degree. It won't be near as painful or big. And sometimes it is, Diana, depending on how deeply invested that person is in hanging on to that. Then it disrupts the entire system. First of all, it will degrade or it will hamper your immune system. Mm. Health-wise, when you hold on to all of those negative feelings, especially if you're not willing to look at that experience from a higher perspective and find forgiveness and compassion for yourself and others, then you're on a road that is downhill fast. And that's where a lot of diseases and illnesses are formed from all that distorted energy that we are carrying around. That's why it's so important to heal and release those energies from the body. And when we do, we are able then to perceive differently. We can perceive not only the original story we made up differently, but when we go out into the world, we start to perceive the world differently.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why when we're doing that work for ourselves, you're doing it for everyone. And
absolutely.
You know, for myself, when I really started to get deeply into my path, and my daughter was very young, and I've said so many times, oh, I'm so grateful that I really got deep into this work, because what was happening is your children are looking at you.
Yes.
And when they see what your stories are, they begin to form their stories based on those, because your children are looking to you for, you know, your advice, the way that you move about in the world. And so now I see those. My daughter is just turning 24 this next week. And I see these things. She just called the other day and said, Mom, you know, I'm really on path. I'm really deep in there again. And God, do I feel so much better because her stories are in alignment with who she is.
Yes.
And that makes me feel super happy for her. And then I go back, well, I'm glad I did that work, because that's
it.
I did it
yes.
for me. It affected her. She's going to affect the lives of others. And that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how connected
and that's
we are.
Why, you know, you're such a great mom. And I tell you this all the time, Diana, you've done so well with her.
Thank you.
This is why it's so important, folks, that we do this work. Mm. We can't emphasize it enough. Mm-hmm. There's no way around it. There's no way you're going to escape it. The only way is through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that's what's going to make a huge difference in your life. And hopefully these discussions and this show is helping you and impacting you in this way. And when we come back from this break, we'll be talking more about our story. Stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. Thanks for being with us here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show that Diana Clark and I do every third Friday of the month. And today we're talking about our stories. But before we jump back into that, I just want to remind you of our website, conscioustalk.net. We still have a couple of very active things up on our Facebook page. I invite you to join us there. Take a look at Winnie. Winnie is a horse that we have been working with. She's really a very, very sweet mare that is basically in the fight for her life because she has a huge melanoma under her tail, and if that spreads, which they tend to do, they would have to put her down early. So we're here to help her owners who really can't afford to get the procedure done. And we know that all of you out there, probably if you listen to this show and you're a regular, you're an animal lover and you care about animals, they have no voice and no choice without us to help. So if it tugs at your heart, we ask you to please give, even if it's only a couple of dollars, it all adds up. And we just really thank you from the bottom of our hearts if you do. So we're back into our stories, Diana, and that's my story about Winnie.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but let's talk about our own stories that we make up about ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that's the most important story. Mm-hmm. Everything will grow from that story.
Absolutely. And, you know, working with as many people as I do, one of the most common denominators we all have in common is that our own made-up stories about ourselves is that we are just not enough.
Yep.
And where that comes into play, I'm not really sure. I'm assuming when we're quite young. And so people just believe that, you know, they're not smart enough or tall enough or thin enough or fit enough or whatever the story is. And men and women both have these stories. It isn't just exclusive to women alone. And so when I'm working with people, that's one of the really big ones that we get into, because I do point out that, you know, they're functioning in that lesser mind. And I know I've shared my my two categories, are my suffering category and my joy category. And in suffering, it actually does begin with that horrible story we've made up about ourselves. And when we're making those stories up, we're actually living in a lot of fear. And underneath that fear, we have a lot of lack, and we also have a lot of drama, a lot of stress, and that all goes hand in hand. So we're feeding this to ourselves in so many aspects of our lives. And when we can get into doing that deeper work on ourselves, paying attention to that lesser egoic mind that tells us we're not enough, we begin to live in a more joy-filled state, which I always call my divine state of being, where I am making decisions that are producing more peace in my life, and that I've made the decision to live in joy. So obviously my thought form has to be quite a bit more positive. So that's the place, folks, where you can live, but you just need to do the work of basically paying attention to your thought forms. And when I say basically, it is a lot of work in the beginning, but after a while, whenever you are experiencing living in this joy state, most of the time, we're humans, so we're not perfect, and you make your little boo-boo and you slip over into suffering again, you realize it instantly. Or if I say something to somebody that, even if it were a white lie, that would make me feel awful. I instantly feel it because I'm in a high awareness of what my story is. Right. And so, you know, that makes the whole world of difference of what I'm experiencing on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And when I'm living in my joy-filled state, I get to make my little corrections really quick. I don't need to sit on it that long. And if something has happened and I'm upset about it, I'm sure I'm going to share it with you, Brenda, and I might repeat it with another friend. And then after that, I'm in awareness enough to know, okay, I've shared the story because it felt good to talk about it, and that's it. I'm done. That doesn't make up who I am. And so I'm in awareness enough to know, sure, I'm going to share with my closest friends, but I'm not going to keep going on that. I'm going to now do deeper work on myself so that I release the story.
Yes. And you release the story by releasing the energy, the energetic hits that we get, if you will. Mm-hmm. Remember, thoughts are electrical and emotions are magnetic. So you have a thought, it electrically goes through the body, it recruits an emotion, and then from that emotion you have that experience. Excuse me. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to be aware of what we are feeling, what emotion is going through us, what thought are we thinking that is creating that feeling, that emotion. And when we can become aware of that, and when it's an authentic feeling, and all feelings are authentic, believe it or not, if you're feeling something, you're feeling it. You get to own that feeling. You get to be with that feeling, and you get to see it through. And there's an important piece in that that I want to discuss when we come back, because it's part of the tools about how we really move through all of this to the truth of our stories. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
And we're back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Diana Clark.
And we are here today talking about the stories that we tell ourselves and about others and about the world at large. And those stories are key, folks, to whether, like Diana said in the last session, to whether you're in your joy-filled self or whether you're in your suffering self.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really very little gray in between, Diana. We're
right.
Either suffering and struggling in life, or we're happy and joy-filled and we're in peace for most of the time.
Right.
And yes, we move back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But once you use the tools and you deepen and you expand your consciousness, you're going to live on the higher side of life way more often than you are being stuck in the struggle and the suffering. And one of the tools that you and I have talked about many times, and I just want to say, folks, when we offer up these tools to help you to move through what is happening in your life, please keep in mind two things. Number one, you have to practice. You have to use the tools.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deliberately use the tools every day,
mm-hmm,
as often as you can, and pretty soon it becomes second nature. And secondly, whatever tools that we suggest to you, make them your own. You don't have to do whatever we suggest exactly the way we do it. Make it work for you. Your spirit, you, the authentic being of who you are, knows exactly what to do.
Right.
All spirit needs is a crack in the door. Your intention, your attention, and your willingness to use the tools will that make all the difference, and then you'll form how you use them exactly to you.
Right.
So don't worry that you're not doing it right, because I have a lot of clients that's what they worry about, Diana. They're not doing it right. You can't do it wrong.
Exactly.
For
you got
to
keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Right. And I found that to be really important, because when I talk to people about that, they're like, well, I don't have an hour to meditate. You don't need an hour to meditate. It can be a simple thought of something positive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my simple routine is driving in in the morning, and I slow down as I go over the I-90 overpass, and I actually look to the left and I go, oh, good morning, beautiful Cascades.
Yes.
I look to the right and say, good morning, beautiful Olympics. And then I actually look up and go, in such gratitude that I live here. That's a simple thing I'm doing in my car.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that very simple exercise, while a lot of people might think, oh, you know, that's no biggie, no, you know, that simple exercise is what you're putting out. You're putting out an intention for your day to be in gratitude, to appreciate your surroundings, the beauty of Mother Earth, to be alive. I do something very similar. Mine is I wake up and look out my front window, our picture window, at the mountains and the sky, and I say, dear Mother, Father, God, thank you for another beautiful day, even if it's raining, even if it's snowing, even if it's cloudy. My intention is to move through my day and recognize all the beauty in the day, regardless of what my eyes are communicating. I'm just happy to be alive, and there's beauty in being alive.
Right. And
so gratitude is one of the greatest tools that we can use every single day. And a lot of times we may not feel it. Well, you know, in the movie industry, in television, when I was an actress, one of the things that we learned is to fake it till you make it. Well, you say gratitude prayers, even if you don't feel it, or forgiveness prayers, until you do. And you will. You will. That's a simple practice.
Deep breathing is another one. That's so simple.
Yes.
You can do that anywhere. Putting your hand over your heart, breathing in through the nose deeply so that the chest expands, and then letting that breath out through the mouth. That's so simple. You can do it in your car, at your desk. I mean, these are simple things, but boy, do they work. And you know, for me, I always think of it as I'm kind of in a divine space when I'm in that gratitude place. And I find that when I'm looking through the eyes of the divine, I'm very compassionate and I'm also very forgiving. Those are like two pieces that automatically pop up for me. So you get a lot of benefits from using your tools, and you've got to feed that spiritual soul, like you were saying, every single day.
Every day. Every day. And, you know, Diana, you and I've talked about this before. I know we've mentioned it on the show, that every year Rob and I choose a word for the year that we practice. But every day alongside of that word, I choose a compatible word alongside of that word and try my very best to live those two words. And the reason I'm saying living those is everything, words have power. Everything carries a frequency. And the more you can put loving words out there and practice them, the more loving you become. And when you can put your hand on your heart, you can breathe in that word. Breathe it in to your heart. Breathe that frequency of that word. Just hold that word in your mind and breathe it in and allow yourself to receive that frequency. That energy will shift you. If you practice that enough during the day, it will completely shift you.
I agree with that. And, you know, one of the things I do, and now everyone can laugh at me, but I live in a condo, and but right next to the condo unit is this lovely little park with these big, beautiful trees in there. And in between the trees, it's very mossy and wet. And so I have been known to walk out there and kick off my house shoes, and I walk around in this wet moss. And I do it because it grounds me to Mother Earth instantly. And it's a practice that it's so simple, and I'm sure my neighbors think I'm the lunatic woman, but it makes me feel so good, because it is electrical. You know, you're getting grounded back into that electrical space that's coming out of Mother Earth.
Yes, and it's very healing energy that comes from Mother Earth as well. Another one with the words and the breathing that people can do, and I have my clients do it a lot, and at first they kind of look at me like, really? And I tell them if they will practice this, they will experience a difference. And if they practice it enough, they will experience a huge difference. And that is when you're breathing in the word, let's say you're breathing in the word peace, but you don't feel at peace. So what are you feeling? Identify what you're feeling. Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you irritated? Are you feeling bitterness? Identify to the best of your ability that main feeling. And as you breathe in peace, even though you're not feeling peaceful, you can breathe out the feeling that you are, that's blocking you from having the peace. In other words, if I want to breathe in peace, but I'm feeling angry, I will breathe into my heart, hold the word peace in my mind, breathe it deep as I can into my heart space, and then I will let out with some force the emotion that is blocking that feeling. I'm willing to have that feeling. I've acknowledged that feeling. I've been sitting on that feeling, and it is time to release it fully so that energy doesn't get stuck in my body.
Right.
I'm releasing that emotion. And sometimes I have to use a lot of force to breathe it out.
Yeah.
But if you stay aware of your body and what's going on, after a few minutes, you will realize, okay, I can let that out with not quite as much force. Mm-hmm. And when you find that you don't have to let it out at all, and it might take you 5 minutes, it might take you 10 minutes to do this, it might take you 20 minutes. Your commitment to that is huge, because if you stay committed to that, you will release that emotion, that energy from your body. And then when you breathe a peace in, you actually feel the peace.
Boy, that's that power of that thought form. The power of that story can be changed so quickly.
Yes.
And, you know, I wanted to throw in that, you know, even if you didn't get it done in 5 or 10 minutes, try again the next day.
Yes.
The next day. Because who knows? There's no timer on it. But
that's
you'll
right.
know whenever it happens, because all of a sudden that peace is gone and something else flows in. And it's always going to be something of a higher energetic level.
And you know when you're at peace, folks, about a situation, when you can think about that person and think about that situation, and you are neutral. And maybe not even neutral, you're in love. You're more toward the loving side or the joyful side. But if you can even reach neutrality, you have done your work. And if you practice that every time, every day, it'll change you, and pretty soon it becomes second nature. So, Diana, we're wrapping it up here. Thank you so much, sweetie, for the great talk. And, folks, thank you, as always, for listening and showing up and using the tools. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on the Women's Hour.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.